Welcome, and welcome back to another edition of Brandler Bits. I'm Jeff Brandler. The question that comes up all the time is about motivation and the motivation to make change. And people always ask, well, how do you get motivated to make a change? For example, I'm not motivated to lose weight. I'm not motivated to stop drinking. I'm not motivated to stop smoking. I'm not motivated to change my relationship. And motivation is a great construct. It's the little black box inside all of us that describes how and why we want to change. And when a person is motivated to change, well, then they can do anything. But the aspect of getting started with that motivation, to harness that motivation, to discover how do I find that key to unlock the door to get motivated, that's a whole nother conversation. And it leads me to think about how people change. And more specifically, why do people change? Because I've seen people over the past 34 years in my office make some amazing changes in their lives. Quality of life changes, extreme changes, great changes to improve who they are and what they do. But the question is, how do they get started? And why do they get started? There's two ways that we can look at this. We can look at what are the ingredients for change. And so first off, we can look at research. If you look at outcome research in therapy to what makes people change, there's really one thing that stands out above the other thing. It's the connection, the relationship with the therapist, not the credentials, not the letters after the person's name, not their experience, not the style of the therapy they do. It's the interpersonal connection, the trust that the person has with the therapist. Those are the ingredients. And that's the research. The rest of it is when the person is coming to therapy, what are the ingredients? The number one ingredient in the process of making change is honesty. Now, honesty is a funny word because you would think that if the person's going to come for therapy, they're going to be honest. Not necessarily so, and maybe not what you're thinking about. Because remember, people are going to come in and be honest at some level. They're going to be honest about the level that they're comfortable in. So I might tell you something about my marriage, but probing a little further, we might hit a stone wall with an awful lot of I don't knows. Or the person might be honest about the fact that they drink, and they might be honest about the fact that they have had problems, DWIs, issues with family, et cetera, but when you start probing a little further beyond that, like, so how did that get started and what happened, you might get a lot of meaningless words that don't amount to a whole much. So honesty has different levels because it's related to the key ingredient, which is trust. And when you have trust, you have intimacy. And when you have intimacy, you have vulnerability. So honesty, that's the first criteria, but the ones after that become the ones that really help the person decide what they're going to do. Do they have the ability to say the things that's hardest to say? The ones that will make them sweat. The ones that will make them cry. The ones that will make their insides turn inside out. Do they have the ability to let their hair down and share the most deepest, most intimate, most painful experiences and memories? That's honesty. And not everybody is able to do that. And that develops over time. It's not going to happen on day one. Hi, you know, my name is Mary, and I want to tell you I was sexually abused at age 12. No, that is not going to happen. And if it does, something is really wrong. But over time, weeks and months, maybe years, that painful trauma, that painful memory, that painful experience comes out. And that's the intimacy. That's the honesty. And then you have the willingness aspect. how willing is the person, how ready is the person, how able is the person to do the things that they need to do? Because lots of people will say, you know, I really want to lose some weight this year. And sure, behaviorally, that's pretty simple. Eat less, exercise more, but that's not how this goes, because if there's an emotional component to that, that could be wired to a whole bunch of stuff. And that's what I mean in terms of willingness. Are you willing to look and take that deep dive down to see why you eat the way you do? Why you smoke? Why you get angry? Why you do the things that you do? Are you willing to taste and share the guilt and the shame and the remorse or whatever is underneath? Are you willing? Are you ready? Can you put the words together to say the unthinkable, the undesirable? Can you say those things out loud? Can you write it down? Can you find your courage to say that? So when you have motivation, you're looking at a lot of things about trust and fear and intimacy and sharing and connecting, and there's a whole bunch of things. But remember, if you are interested in making change, you have to start making change. The smallest change gets the job done. So if I want to lose weight, okay, let's start by eating less. Let's start by reading labels. Let's start by making some decisions about what I'm going to eat on a daily basis. Let's put some structure in it. Let's put some accountability to it. Then perhaps let's add some exercise. Exercise. Walk around the block. It's exercise. Walk up the steps. Exercise. So again, start with the smallest possible thing that you can do and work to motivate yourself to make the changes that you want to and need to make. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. If you have questions or comments about today's Brandler Bit or anything else, feel free to contact me at my website, which is www.changeispossible.org. We will see you real soon.